as you think about your life, your reasoning, you get to live to be 96 years old. I'm going to put it that way.
Nigh on.
Right, nigh on to 96 years old. But your way of thinking and so forth and reasoning has changed over the years, hasn't it?
Not really.
No?
No.
The way you approach life and think about things?
Nothing's changed. I'm just the kid that my kids raised.
What was the best, say, 10 years, best decade for you? The 70s, 80s, 90s?
They were all good. John, they were all good. It was a wonderful life. My parents prepared for me, and I've had a wonderful life. There was no downtime. I had 63 heavenly years with my wife. We courted for the first 3 years. Because she was only 15, I had to wait until she was 18 to marry her. But we've had 63 heavenly years together.
And how old was she when she died?
Let's see. She was only 74.
And you were close in age.
No, I'm 9 years older. See, I married her when she turned 18, I married her. I was 27.
Did all the parents approve of all that? And
they didn't know.
Because what? Where did you go to get married?
Well, at the time we were going together, the time she was 15 to the time she turned 18, I could marry her. Her folks didn't know how old I was. They assumed I was a couple, 3 years older, but I was almost 9 years older than her. It was so funny, John, when the announcement came out in the paper, Frank Reisinger, 27, Bobby Young, 18, that's the first that her parents knew the difference in age. And Bobby stood over her mother while she read the article in the paper, and her mother didn't say a word.
She was afraid she was.
She didn't say a word. But by that time, all the announcements are out and everything, so.
But they approved of you, so that's the point.
Well, we went to the same church. I was an elder in the church, so I guess that means something. I don't know.
Yeah. How about children from your marriage?
Had two wonderful children, Ron and Ann. And they're...
Ron and Ann?
Ron and Ann, yeah. And I have seven grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren.
Wow. How proud you are of that family.
With two kids, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had kids had a wonderful time growing up here in Tulsa.
And they had all the jewelry they could want, right?
They didn't have any jewelry. I didn't. Bobby and I didn't wear. I gave Bobby a lot of jewelry, but the kids didn't have jewelry. No.
Well, they didn't.
I made a ring for each of them.
They didn't care.
They didn't
much
care
about it.
No.
But they both have jewelry now that they.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
They favor and savor.
They have inherited their mom's jewelry.
Uh-huh. Right.